Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Croppens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am, like, beyond great right now.
Wow.
How are you?
Wow, beyond great.
Well, because I spent basically 2.5 seasons of The Valley saying that there's pools of darkness in Danny's eyes, and finally... It showed him his true self. And I'm like, I get to be Ronnie today. I can say I did it. I saw it.
He was a little asshole. Oh my God. That guy's pretty much irredeemable at this point. F that guy. God.
Yeah. I told you, I said last season he's being protected. And now Jax isn't there. So now they're showing it all.
Niche. Well, we'll get into that. It is the Valley Day today on Watch What Croppens. We're doing a cabaret in New York, a musical, a Bravo musical. It's going to be on June 3rd and June 5th in New York City at Club 42. Okay. The tickets are sold out for the first two shows. We added a show on June the 5th at 9:30 p.m. So that's our last one. It's going to be super fun. So come see that. If you want to live stream the show, there are tickets for all three nights to live stream. So you can join us that way if you want to. Okay, who's going to stop you? Not me. So join us for that. Also, if you want this recap on video, or you want bonus episodes, or you want ad-free listening, or you want Discord server to talk to other listeners, all that good stuff, go to patreon.com. That's where you get that. And today, it's The Valley, Season 3, Episode 6, All Aboard.
All aboard. Yes, we're going to San Diego. You know, we should probably address one thing right at the top of this episode that, you know, last week, I personally was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Michelle Lally and Dr. Dre. Like, this is absolutely, I was like, cause I was so amused.
Oh, yeah.
That Michelle Lally, like, has wound up with like a global superstar and icon. like where did that come from? I'm still very amused by that. But a lot of people DM me to remind me that Dr. Dre also has a horrific, terrible past as someone who's beaten up his wives and girlfriends. And so, like, I'm not making light of that at all whatsoever. And it's also very scary. And I hope that like Michelle will be okay and safe. But if I didn't know, it just is something I just wasn't even thinking about.
It wasn't coming up on my Dr. Dre Google alerts. What can I tell you? I don't have my Dr. Dre Google alert set.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't even know, but I looked it up and it's bad. I mean, yikes, really he's bad. An asshole. Even beyond that stuff, like when you, what am I trying to say? Beyond, like, what's even worse than abuse? I'm not trying to say that. I'm just starting
aside.
Off the day.
Maybe saying aside from.
In addition to being an abuser, he's quoted as saying something like, well, so what? Like, you know, like just blowing it off. Like, who cares? Like, she started it. I'm like, oh, wow. Classy. Fucking classy. So, yeah, that guy's a real prick. So,
it's a lot thornier really sure than maybe
what Michelle's thinking maybe, there. But, yikes.
So, that was obviously not something that we were considering as we were just being snarky. It was just to me, of course, I'm always attracted to the shiny trinkets of fame. And I'm like, oh my God, how hilarious that she's
well, you're not the only one, apparently.
Yeah. I love the fact that, like, she went from Jesse Lally to a superstar. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. But obviously, there's more than meets the eye. So I just want to acknowledge that, like, we hear you all on that. So, that being said, it wouldn't be The Valley without, you know, undertones of darkness. And we have lots of that today.
Jeez.
So I know, right? Like, way to start it off, everyone.
It's The Valley. So, of course, someone's going to, you know, date an abuser. Wouldn't be the first time on this show. But what the fuck are you thinking, Michelle? You have a child. Hello. So now, previously, Tom went out. What were you going to say?
I was just going to skip the previously because it starts with previously Tom. And I'm like, I'm just going to skip it. Yeah. I don't
previously,
care about previously anything with Tom
happened.
Schwartz.
Yeah.
I will say I had kind of a very Valley moment last night. I felt like a La La moment, which is appropriate because it happened at a valet stand. So, you know, Valley, valet, it's almost the same thing. And I was getting my car from the valet and this girl walks right up to the valet and goes, can I get my fucking car? I've been waiting an hour, a fucking hour. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, it's all happening. An amazing moment at the valet stand. And I was like, and she looked like Lala. She was talking like Lala. I was like, this. And the valet was like horrified. And then she just started to laugh. She goes, I'm fucking with you, Dustin. I'm fucking with you. It's my birthday. She goes, I did a good job, right? And then I was like, yeah, you did a good job. He's like, yeah, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was like, you did a really good job. She goes, oh my God, thank you. I really committed. I said, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast, my podcast tomorrow. She goes, you are? Oh my God, thank you. So here it is, me talking about it. But also, like, who the fuck does that?
Funny.
Terrifying the poor valet. I
love that. That's funny. So we start with Lala, speaking of. She's walking around the house while Sosa crawls behind her. And she's like, yeah, that's so good, Sos. Bye, girl. And Sosa's like, bye, girl. Bye, girl. I think she just said, blah, blah, blah. And they put on, bye, girl. But it was still pretty cute.
Top of the morning, Julia. And then we go to Michelle's house, and she's with Isabella. And she's like, I think you need to burn up some energy, Isabella. Do you want to practice a push-up? What? Since when? I feel like I've never heard a parent say that. Like, okay, normally it's like, you need a timeout, or do you want to draw? Do you want a snack? But not, do you want to practice a push-up for the president's physical fitness exam coming up?
I would like you to hang from this bar for a little while. And let us see how that works out.
Would you like to work on your floor routine?
Yeah, she doesn't make her kid do push-ups. So Isabella's just riding her while she does push-ups. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. That cokehead guy, Big Eyes, whatever his name was, is at home like, darn, now she's working out as much as I wanted.
Then Zach arrives at Tom Tom, and Tom himself is behind the bar. And Zach is like, oh my God, since like, when are you behind the bar, sir? And he's like, oh my God, Zach. Oh. So they go to the back because they have a big table out there. And Janet's there. So, cause she now has like made some inroads with Zach. So like, she's really excited to be doing things like having drinks with a friend again, which she hasn't done all season. She's like, oh my God, did you leave Brittany's house before us or after us? I left like slightly before you all. Oh my God. She's like, oh my God, best friend. You guys like left a little bit after us. Oh my God, amazing.
So Tom says he got them Bloody Marys, but they're not Bloody Marys. They're like vodka sodas. He's like, oh, well, I make a wicked Bloody Mary, but you know, this guy has a signature one I thought you'd dig. I'm like in my youthful phase now. I'm like dating young people. So I'm going to say youthful things like dig a lot in this episode. I dig her. I dig this. I dig his recipe. Youth. Am I right? The kids are still saying that, right? I dig it.
Yeah. By the way, let's have a peek behind the curtain. A lot of times I watch these shows, I like internalize them, but then I go through this like period of time where I forget anything that happened on the show for like the 2 hours leading up to this podcast. It's really weird. And then as we start to go through our notes, it all comes back to life for me. It's like a wilted plant that's being watered. And I completely forgot about Tom's model friend. And oh my God, this girl, which she is so ridiculous. This girl, Keanu, who comes on. Ridiculous. And I'm just remembering it now. And I know like I'm jumping the gun here by talking about her before she's come. But I'm like, guys, this girl is so ridiculous. This girl is ridiculous. I was cracking up by her.
She is. Keanu. My friends, Keanu and Rachel, they're so amazing. They're going to come. Yeah, I met this devastatingly, I don't know, beautiful woman. We met one of the last nights of Schwartz and Sandy's was open, but you know, it's just like always platonic until, you know, she came in town and then we went on a date and then it just was like, it went exponential. Like I haven't introduced her to my friends yet because part of me just doesn't want to jinx it. I'm just so nervous. I'm just a boy.
So then Tom is like, yeah, she's a model. She lives in New York, but she also has a place here. She's a baller. Oh, wow, Tom, how old is your lady friend? Oh, she's 27. The perfect age. I know it's a little bit on the old end, but, you know, I'm getting older and wiser. So, you know, I just figured Why not date a geriatric?
Yeah, 27. He's 43. So that's, you know, 16 years. I guess in LA, that's not so bad. You know, he says they bumped into each other at a bar and she approached him, of course, because, you know, he's on TV. Then she wouldn't date him.
Yeah.
But now he's on TV again. So now she's dating him is how I'm taking all this. And Janet's like, so she's not your girlfriend. She's just a talking kind of friend. Oh, no, she's like my favorite person ever. She's like amazing. Oh, Murray is my brand name. I can't drink today, y'all. I gotta be sober tonight, guy. Oh, my God. Yeah, she has to be sober from now until her surgery. It's insane.
Yeah, I'm going to say these out, putting new ones back in. Basically, ranch dressing on the left, Thousand Island on the right. And Jason's like, oh, well, I didn't know you were doing that. It's like, yeah, I'm getting a full mom makeover. Hey, let's look at what the doctor said a few days ago. Flashback, please.
These doctors, my goodness. Like, I'm coming in for some love handle work. And the doctor's like, all right, you want to go smaller with the boobs? All right, we'll also do some lipo here. Lipo on your back, your flanks, your butt, your feet. We're going to take off your feet. We're going to replace your knee with an actual knee that's decent looking. Okay, you should be embarrassed of these things. Jeez.
When he said we're going to, like, lipo your back and flanks, the flanks was hilarious to me. Flanks. We're also going to take out your sirloin and I don't know. You want that ribeye in there, too, or should we just take the whole thing out?
One thing that's perfect on you, your ham. Your ham. Your ham's really good, man. So, and then he goes, don't worry. We can get you in and out of here real quick. Okay. First of all, is that true? That you just go in and get all of that done and it's real quick. And second of all, I don't want to hear that. Like, you're about to redo my entire body. I don't want to hear how easy it is for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Take a long time, please.
Yeah. Take your time with this one.
Brittany sits down and then she's looking at Zach and Janet and she's like, oh, this is amazing, you two. And Janet's like, I know. I mean, look at my best friend and me. Look, isn't this funny? And Zach tells us, with Janet, I can always have like a surface level meal with her, but like, I don't want her thinking that like one apology fixes everything. Like, words mean nothing. I need to see actions. And, but Janet, of course, is like, I actually think Janet is just being tongue in cheek here. But she's also kind of like, I think she's also trying to annoy Zach because she keeps on calling him her best friend over and over and over again. And, he is like, gritting his teeth. He's like, oh, no, we're not best friends. Excuse me.
That's just Janet. You know, it's funny Janet. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, funny charming Janet. What are you going to do? Yeah, you know, the word breakthrough, it's a strong word. It's really a strong word. But, you know, I mean, it sounded like you had a heavy, healthy conversation. Yeah, we had the best conversation. We're like besties now, right, Zach? Me and Zach, my bestie. She says, yeah, Zach's my friend and he can take a joke, you know, normally. And like, we can play tennis with it, you know, me and go back and forth with that witty repartee. Like, I'm your bestie. No, you're not. Yes, I am. I hate you. Want to come to my birthday? Wish you were dead. It's really fun. Glad to have like, us back.
We had like one conversation where we didn't like try to kill each other just for once. And like, that does not make us BFFs. I'm her BFF. Apparently she's not mine.
It's a pretty yeah, big you know what? Well, San Diego, that means everything might be a little bit better too.
I'm like super excited to take the train down. Oh, are we taking the train? The choo-choo? Okay, do we have to shove the coal into the burner? Like, how's that work? Are we going back in time or going forward in time? I don't know. We have to hit 85 miles per hour, right? Brittany, that's
it's the best train. Work. The view is just like crazy cool. I do love that train.
I love it too. Although we had a terrible experience once where we took the train down to San Diego for a show and then we're going to take the train back up to LA for our show that night. And then the train was canceled because it hit someone. So that was like traumatic, especially for the person. And, but
why are you blaming the train for hitting the person? That is not fair. That was not cool. The person was to blame in that one. The train is going on a very specific route.
I know the train.
The train did not just come out of nowhere.
I know. I agree. And then we had to take an Uber all the way from San Diego to LA, which was very expensive. And we had a driver who talked the entire time. And I don't even remember what he said, talked about at this point, but it was it was terrible. It was
I blacked that part of it out. I blacked the Uber part of it out.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now, guess who's here, guys? Kiana. What a dork. This chick is such a loser. Okay, so she comes in wearing sunglasses and refuses to take them off and then just like keeps pulling them down. Yeah, she like keeps putting them on the tip of her nose, look at people, and then puts them right back up. So I'm thinking either she's just a weirdo or she's just a daytime cokehead. What do you think?
She is a weirdo. I feel like she's someone who saw modeling on TV and is like, I'll be that. I'll be Gigi. I know how to do it. Cause she looks like a model. She's like a model for sure. She's not a model, but like her whole demeanor is so bonkers. She, with those sunglasses, she spends half the scene with them perched on the very tip of her nose. Like she's in a beer commercial from the '80s, like checking out like a hot girl in a bikini. And she's like, hey guys, like what's going on? I'm like, keep it, either take them off or keep them on. But like this up and down was like driving me nuts. And she also sort of like came in with a vibe like, hey, I'm like, I've been part of this friend group for a long time. Like she just was already up and big. And she's like, I'm here, real. Hey, everyone. Hi, I'm Kiana. Everyone go, okay, hi, what's going on? Okay. Oh my God, what a day, right, guys? Like, I'm gonna sit at the head of the table. That's where the models sit normally. Oh my God. Oh my God, there's my friend Naomi Campbell over there. Hi, hi. It's model talk. Sorry. What's going on with you, non models?
Yeah, I was saying they're 16 years apart, which isn't that bad for LA, but you really see it in this scene. Because she's like, oh my God, hi, I'm a model. I'm in sunglasses. I'm in LA. I'm wearing sunglasses on the tip of my nose. So sorry, can't look at you guys. What, I got that out of the table? Me, Kiana, the model? Hilarious, you guys. Hilarious. Yeah, I'm here in LA, but I'm also in New York. You guys totally travel all the time. Guess what? Traveling to London on Monday. That's right. Yeah, I'm at the head of the table. I'm flexing. I travel a lot. I'm a young model.
So where are you guys going? Oh, San Diego. That's great. I'm sure they have a huge high fashion scene. I'm going to like New York and London because like that's what models do. Oh my God. It's like I just got back into town. But like, is it count as back into town if you already live here? Is you just like you're just in town all the time because your house represents you? I don't know. It's crazy being a model.
Yeah, I'm like back and forth like once a week. I leave on Tuesday. And Janet says, oh, wow. So the miles. You must have a lot of miles. Am I right? Do you follow the points guy? Jason loves the points guy. We're best friends.
How high is the hood over your stove?
It's a joke I tell.
You're very tall. I don't think you could come to my house. You may have a head injury if you come to the kitchen. Yeah.
You're a model. Your model. That's really cool. Do you have a ball pit in your house? No? Didn't think so.
So then Zach is like, I wish I could be as cool as Kiana. I mean, I don't know if I look good in glasses, though. Like, do I have it? Do I have it down? Like, who are better, me or Kiana? I wish I were skinny as her, though. But, like, whatever.
Hey, so Kiana and Tom, how many dates have you guys been on? Have you been to Buffalo Wild Wings yet? Because that's where all the supermodels go, I heard.
Okay, calm down. Relax over there, crazy lady. Jeez. Whoa, yeah, Brittany, what are you, a journalist or something?
Well, it's just I've known Tom for years. And just seeing him like, oh, goody. He just made me laugh. Like that. It's just so cute. Look at his face. So cute. He's so in love. You guys in love. Y'all gonna have babies. You're gonna have a baby right now, aren't you, Kendall? Have a baby.
Have a baby. Yeah. And to answer your question, I am a journalist for You're a Cool Guy Quarterly.
So Jason is...
You're a cool guy. Hi, Kingsley. You're a cool guy.
You're a cool guy. You're a cool guy.
So Zach is like, Tom, how about you go get drinks at the front of the bar with Kiana? Because the producer said we have to shoo you away. He's like, oh, great. So Tom and Kiana go to the bar. And this was such a gratifying moment for me. And I think you know exactly why. Because they sit on the bar stools at the bar. And Kiana's like, what the fuck? I'm a model. This is way too low. And he's like, oh, gosh, the only complaint we ever get here is that the stools are too low. And that is 100% correct. The first time I went to Tom Tom, I sat on those bar stools and they're like chair height, not bar height. And bar height is a different height. like a bar stool is higher than a chair, as I think we all know, for anyone who's ever sat on a stool versus a chair. And so when you sit on them, you literally, the bar comes up to your clavicle and you feel like you're in some like movie where there's an adult playing like a kid and they put them in a low chair so that way they look smaller. And I just remember like when you can't like rest your arms on the bar because it's so high up and you're like, what is going on here? And I love Tom sitting here saying, acknowledging it first and foremost. But then I got mad because I'm like, if this is the only complaint you get and this bar has been open for almost 7 years, if not more, why have you guys not changed your bar stools? Like this is, you guys literally just renovated your entire bar. You opened up a whole second section of it and you can't get new bar stools. I am like furious now because now you have acknowledged that you know about the problem and you're not doing anything about it. Get standard size bar stools, enough already.
It's on purpose, man. That's why they don't get rid of it. It's a design choice because it's TomTom and every man needs to go into that bar and sit down and feel like a little boy. Because I'm just a boy. I'm a TomTom. I want to be just a boy.
I want to bring a fucking booster seat next time I go into TomTom.
And he goes, I'm sorry, my friends are so embarrassing. She goes, why? This is like LMFAO. Come on.
Oh, God, when she said that, I forgot. This is LMFAO. Oh, my God. So Tom's like, well, yeah, but people love the food. They love the drinks. They love the vibe. And they're like, why is the seat so low? Yeah, get a booster seat. Oh, my God. Ben on the podcast just said that, and now he's embarrassed. Like, Kiana said the same thing, too. I'm kidding. So then Tom's like, yeah, we'll get a phone booth. So they're just, like, bantering.
He's like, we'll get a phone book, but you don't even know what that is because you're just a little baby. So she's like, yeah, let's not go there. And he says, cheers. And she goes, cheers, eye contact. Hold on, let me pull down my glasses. Okay, yeah, eye contact. Okay, they're back up now. Yeah, they're all conspiring me to get set up on dates and everything. And I was just like, well, I do have a crush. Oh, God. I can't believe I just said that.
Oh, a little crush, a little kindergarten crush. Oh, gosh. And
oh, my God, thank God, really? You're not there. I didn't say that to anybody. Oh, my God, you're there. Oh, my God, you're not there anymore. Oh, my God, you're there. Are you playing peekaboo with me? Could you please just stop playing peekaboo? But that's what you're doing with your glasses, isn't it?
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, so what does your crush look like? Oh, she's tall. She's funny. She's ridiculously good looking and her nose can really hold a good sunglass on it. Oh, wow. That sounds like me. Yeah. And she's got a rakish wit. Oh, well, thank you. I mean, so we talk to no girls. Seriously. No. What's happening? Gosh, I haven't had this feeling in quite some time. And I don't know. There's a part of me that's like extra precious with this one. Because as we get older, the girls stay younger. Remember that joke? I don't want to fuck it up. I don't know how many more chances I have at love. Well, you have to first take a chance at love to get a chance at love.
Yeah. I'm sure this is going to work out great.
Yeah, this seems like a real chance at love. Kiana with the sunglasses.
Yeah, I was like, I guess we have a crush on each other. And she's like, yeah, I guess. She goes, well, I want you to know I'm strict. And he goes, yeah, you're strict. I love that. Alpha. I love that. I like a short leash. She's like, you like a short leash? Okay, say less. You'll get a short leash. Oh, please, Tom. You do not like a short leash. What are you talking about?
Fire this man from the show. This is ridiculous. This is enough right here. Fire this man. It's just not interesting. It's too annoying. It's too stupid. Like, just get him out. Like, keep him as a friend of. Friend of is fine, but like, we do not need to see these scenes anymore. This is a creative failure on the part of Bravo and Alex Baskin and whoever else is like the caterer, everyone involved, the Uber driver who got him here. Everyone failed. So now we go over to everyone, every single person. Kristen. Meeting up with Lacey and Nia, the costume store. So, first of all, this was so cruel because this store is on Hollywood Boulevard, which means that meant that they dragged all these people over to Hollywood for this scene. Are there no costumes in the valley? I mean, it's a famous costume store for sure in the city, but poor Nia having to drive all the way down from Santa Clarita to go to this dingy part of Hollywood Boulevard. And she walked in all smiling. She's like, well, cameras are on, gotta smile. But you know, she was like, Daniel, they're making me walk on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm scared.
She immediately covers the baby's face. She's like, I don't want she the did. Baby to see anything in here. I mean, because there were scary things, but also it's a baby. I mean, that baby wakes up to Danny's face every day.
That baby's about to wake up to you guys having sex tonight, by the way. Spoiler alert, according to the rest of the episode.
So Kristen's like, is her baby sleeping? Well, probably not anymore. Jeez, Kristen.
The werewolf just ran into the back room. Like, what was that?
She's like, wow, this place is special, huh? But I guess we need costumes for San Diego. And because, you know, like, I don't know. I have a thing planned. It's going to be so fun. You know, we're going to, you know, because I was a beauty pageant girl. Well, so now first Lacey comes in before we figure out what's going on. And she's like, hi. Hi, everybody. Wow. I don't know if I'm even going to go to San Diego because I don't love spending time with people that I don't want to be around.
Well, that's understandable. You know, I understand with Janet. No, Jesse, I don't want to be around him.
Really? You didn't want to go so bad that you came all the way here from Newport? I guess she's probably staying with Jesse overnight or something.
Yeah, by the way, that's the other thing. Like, I mean, even like Santa Clarita's far, but Newport to this stupid costume shop and just to get some tiaras? Excuse me.
Yikes.
This is so cruel.
So is it Michelle you don't want to be around? No, I find Michelle fine. Any issue I've had with Michelle in the past really derived, in my opinion. I thought she was going to say from Jesse because it's from Jesse. She's like, but it's from Janet because Jesse's told Michelle and Janet how badly it hurt my feelings. And Janet never even attempted to apologize. .. So.
No. I'm sorry. That's a stretch. You cannot blame Janet for why you dislike Michelle. Like, that's crazy. It's Jesse.
No, Michelle for, yeah. Wait, you can't blame Janet. You
can't blame Janet. You had
problems with Michelle. Yeah, I see.
I'm sorry, you can't. Like, the thing was, the whole thing, you served a cease and desist to Janet, and now you're going to be like, I don't want, like, I'm mad at her now. I mean, yeah, sure, you don't want Janet talking about you on TV, fine, but that can't be the reason why you have issues with Michelle. I'm sorry, that's not it. It's because Jesse has told you all the worst parts of Michelle, and now, though, you realize it behooves you to be nicer to Michelle because Michelle's being a little nicer and it's like a bad look. So it's just like, just throw it onto Janet because she's like the punching bag. I mean, deservedly so, you know, not saying like not literally deservedly so, but more like Janet causes a lot of shit. So a lot of people get annoyed at her. So like, I understand why people get annoyed, but I feel like this feels like a stretch even for this show.
I'm all for it. So Lacey's like, well, she was reaching out to people I know, like trying to find things out, Ben. See, so it's more than just what Michelle did. She was investigating me. It's weird to me when somebody has screenshots of like my HOA fees and there's Reddit threads about me in her phone. Like, I feel like she's looking for a smoking gun, but my life is pretty transparent. It's more like you should be spending your time in a more efficient way.
Come so on. Like
you're gonna need a little more spice here. Yeah, you need to be like, you need to spend more time fixing your low range.
Or the smoking gun is in my doomsday bunker, which I will never say where it is.
Something.
So Nia's like, Lacey and I do have a lot in common. I don't really want to be around Janet ever for the rest of my life. So Lacey says, it's more like that mean girl mentality of like, she just wanted to gang up on me and maybe I'll go, I don't know, maybe. And Chris goes, well, I would love for you to go and hang out with me. It's like, yeah, hang out with us. It'll be fun. Just the three of us having a big, fun personality time. Yeah, so much fun. Come join us.
That's these two. Lots of fun. Kristen and Nia, lots of fun right now. So Michelle is packing for San Diego and everyone's packing. It's a packing scene. And Zach's like, oh my God, I'm so glad we got safari outfits for this trip. It's going to be amazing. Why are they acting like San Diego is some glamorous, faraway destination? It's hilarious, especially when Michelle's like, I cannot believe we are going to go to my hometown of San Diego. Everyone will see where I am from. We've all been to San Diego, Michelle.
Okay. It is funny. They really are acting like it's an exotic place to go to. And it's like, it's nice. San Diego's nice, but like, you're not going to the Seychelles. So Nia is like, I really hope I can get, I hope we can get our daughter on the bottle before we leave. Yeah, because she's laughing because she thinks that's funny. She's saying, no, 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 show Safari, no Safari, Safari Park, right? Whatever. So they're just like packing, and Danny really wants to bring ripped jeans. And she's like,
ripped jeans are over. No, no ripped jeans. And then they show like 10 pictures of Danny only wearing ripped jeans everywhere he goes. I mean, listen, I love an actor wearing jeans with no material over the knees, because it just shows how hard they've worked to get where they are. This is hard.
So now Kristen and Luke are packing and everything, and Luke is like, this is the time to wear my cargos, isn't it? See, I guess that's all he really needed, was just to wear some cargo shorts once in a while. She's like, you could absolutely wear your cargos. You can just bring a ton of t-shirts. You know, I'm bringing a ton of t-shirts. You bring your cargos. Let's go wild in San Diego.
Yeah, that's all the men want on this show, is to just wear terrible pants. They're like, so we're on vacation. I get freedom to wear the terrible pants of my choice, right?
Yes, you do. So then she's like, by the way, did you hear any of the conversation with Zach yesterday? Because we went to Tom Tom. So like, yeah, here's what happened. I said, how are you and Janet? And he was like, she's totally delusional. She thinks like we're best friends now. And he's like, I don't trust her. She's crazy. Caw-caw. I mean, yesterday, Zach calls me and he's like, I'm not friends with Janet. And it's like, Zach, if you're giving like her an inch, she's going to take a mile. Like, what version are you giving her? Oh my God, I can't believe that Zach talked to Janet. She's like spiraling about this conversation.
She's like, yeah, he's being like really flip-floppy. And she also told Zach that she thinks her and I are good. And I was like, what the fuck planet do you live on, Janet? Fuck.
Yeah. And you said sorry. That was me doing my Zach impersonation. Kristen, did you like it? Yeah, it was very convincing. Yeah. So you said she said something about like a peace pipe. But there was no conversation. Yeah, no, like whatever. Like we both were like smoking weed. It's like, whoa, wow. We had something in common for like 5 minutes. We'll smoke weed. Like there's no peace pipe, bitch.
Jeez.
Kristen just said, if you give her an inch, she'll take a mile. You gave her a peace pipe. Or you gave
that
her
was
a pipe.
That was the inch. Yeah.
That was the inch.
That was it. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So Michelle and Brittany arrived at the train station, and Michelle's like, oh my God, I can't believe you have two suitcases.
That was a great Brittany impersonation, Michelle. So
what's wrong with us? Why are we both doing that today?
Because we're deranged. So Brittany's like,
well, I've never been here before. That's why I've never been to San Diego. This is so cool. Wait, she's never been to San Diego, or she's never been to this
train station?
She must mean this train station.
The train station.
I've never seen this little train station either, right? I always go to the Grand Central thing.
Yeah, there's one in the valley. Like, if you want to get on Amtrak, you don't have to go down to Union Station. Whoa. There is a place in the valley.
Well,
but it's kind of funny because it's the one at Union Station is like, Union Station is this old historic building. It's beautiful. And it's just, you walk in, you're like in an old timey station, and they shoot a lot of movies there. You probably actually have seen it in one of your favorite movies, maybe. But then like, then you go to like the, where they have to go, which is like, I don't know if it's like Burbank or like Van Nuys, but they're just like standing next to gravel, just out there, the sun beating down on them. And they're all just sitting there on these like, rusted over iron benches.
And only Brittany
just
would
feel
be like
this, so this show.
Cool. I love it. How glamorous.
This is so cool. So yeah, they're just all waiting for that train, and everyone arrives, and they're all just standing there with their bags. And Michelle's like, it feels kind of strange, but exciting to go back to where I grew up, because I have a lot of great memories of my family living in San Diego. So it's super cool that we get to go to San Diego and people get to see a little piece of me. And I'm excited for when I get them all on the pommel horse.
Who's never been on a train before? Anybody? Well, I've been on one in Canada, but never this one. Wait, we're in Canada? Is this Canada?
I've been in a... Like, I'm sorry. What a funny distinction to make. Has anyone ever been on a train? Well, I went on one of those Canadian trains, but they're not the same as American trains, right?
Is that Grisden's Nightners that she is bringing with her?
Yeah, it's Kristen's friend, but she's really good with the baby. So she's going to come. She's going to come with us.
You should have like a drink on the train, Michelle. She's like, you can drink on the train?
Yeah, you could do anything you want on a train. Airport rules. Yes, airports. The place known where the place that I famously think of as a ruleless space. When I go to an airport, I go, finally,
place.
No more rules at the airport.
So, Jesse is asking Kristen how she is. She's like, stressed. I mean, it's just hard to be with like the baby and all this stuff and making sure she's happy. And then, you know, she should have been down for a nap like 45 minutes ago. Jesus Christ.
Everyone knows I'm anxious when I travel and I'm kind of a hot mess express. And for this trip, I have a baby. So then we see some classic shots of Kristen being a mess on Vanderpump Rules. I wish they had shown her falling over in the lobby of that hotel or her chomping on the flower she picked from a traffic median.
After she fell down in the median. She fell down in the median and came back eating a flower. Yeah, they missed an opportunity here for sure. So Lacey is coming, but she's going to be driving, guys, because it doesn't make sense to go from Newport to Burbank to the train. You know, so she's willing to go from Newport to the costume shop to Newport to Burbank to the train. But, you know, this really fucked it up.
Oh. I feel like she should have just gone. Couldn't she have boarded the train from Orange County? Because it's going to go through there, right? Pick it up in San Juan Capistrano. Get wild.
Maybe that's what he's saying. I don't know. So they all get on the train and the conductor, I guess they're like getting some kind of influence or whatever for this train because they really sell the train. The conductor's like, good morning. It's train 770, southbound Pacific, surf line service in the glamorous San Diego. Welcome aboard. Look out the window at the gorgeous scenery as we choo-choo past Los Angeles.
Smoke bomb. Was there ever a conductor here in the first place? Hey, where'd that person go? Just Lisa doing illusions. So Tom's like, Jesse, don't fall asleep yet. Nobody's falling asleep. Let him fall asleep so he doesn't talk. And Zach is like, oh my God, like this is what like I'm living for all vacation, Michelle, like snarky Michelle. And then Danny is, he tells us, he goes, yeah, trips have definitely changed. Before children, when Nia and I would go on trips, there's not much responsibility. We have the freedom to do whatever we want, whenever we want. And that's just not the case when you've got kids. Also, it's a time when you can get drunk and she won't get mad as you. So I'm ready to get boozing, okay? If I don't get to that alcohol soon enough, I'm going to get real cranky. Okay, everyone. Yes.
Hey, Danny, would you hold her for a little minute for so I can eat and then I'll take her? And he's like, well, I'm going to go get a coffee. Well, do you want to put her in her carrier then? I'm going to go down and get a coffee. Did you hear me? Oh, hell no. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. No one asked you to have 30,000 children. You can help your wife and take the fucking kid with you. Why is it her responsibility to hold that thing all the time?
You're the one who put in the request for this child, by the way. We saw you put the slot in the suggestion box and say, I'd like another baby. And she said, I don't want to have another baby. And you pushed it. You pushed for the baby and for Santa Clarita. And now you don't even want to hold the baby for 1 second.
Please, there was a comment saying that she was the one that wanted to have the baby and that we're forgetting our history. I think that they both wanted another baby, but she was saying, if we're going to have another baby, we need to have it now because I want my body back. I don't want to wait a couple of years. Like, we're going to have it right now if we're going to have this baby.
Fine.
So, it's not as fun. But still, still, you guys could have, you know, slowed down. You guys made the choice. You did this, Danny. This is your sperm grown up and snotting all over her all fucking day. You can do this.
And he is still asking for babies because he wants a brother for Asher. As if, like, you can just do that. You can just request the gender necessarily. You kind of can, but like, I think the way they're doing it, they're doing it like old fashioned.
You can't do it the cheap way. Yeah. You can't do it the cheap way for sure.
But the point
is
that
into it, which I don't know that we believe in. So I'm just going to say that right now.
He cares more about holding that coffee than he does about holding that baby. And like, there's a million other friends on the bus or on the train. You can have someone else get you your coffee, But maybe he wants to get coffee with a little thing, little spike in it, you know, off camera. But he gives her a whole lot of attitude. And I was like, this is it. I'm telling you, Dark Eye Danny, be careful. Be careful with this man.
That's what they called him last year, right? Dark Side Danny. Janet's like, I think this weekend we should bunk together, me and Zach. What about a Jack and Jill bathroom situation, Zach? Because we're best friends now, right? We can come see each other in the morning. It's going to be so fun. He goes, the first thing that I see when I wake up in the morning cannot be your face.
But like, how good of an idea is this? Like, you want a big birthday party? It's like the same week as Jason and Danny and Schwartz. So we could do like a Zach and the Three Unwise Men party. And he could be like Jesus in this situation too. And Jasmine's like, oh, great. Love it even more. And Zach's like, do you see what she's doing right here? Do you see how she's doing this? Like, oh no, I'm just planning a birthday party. Cause they told me like the best friends always plan the birthday party, Zach. It's like, stop it. Stop saying we're best friends. Okay. Baby steps, baby steps. They're called baby steps. And you're like Olympic jumping right now.
So Kristen's all pissed off and she's like, oh my God, I did not know that many people on the train are dying for attention.
This is classic Kristen, where she's like very mad about a social dynamic. So Janet,
she's mad at somebody. You're supposed to be mad at somebody with her. And if you are not as mad as she is about the person, she is going to lose her shit on you. It's Kristen. Mm-hmm. It's classic.
That's what she's always been for over 10 years. So then Janet's asking Zach and Benji if they want to have babies. And Zach's like, yeah, it's like a non-negotiable for Benji. Like, yeah, and like, it's great because he can take care of both me and the child. Like, it's like two kids. It's fine. Jack goes, oh my God, just let me know when you need a uterus. Stop offering your uterus out. It's disgusting. I didn't want to think about it. I just saw Kristen's vagina last week.
And Jason's like, yeah, could we not maybe offer your uterus to every gay you're trying to impress? Okay, that would be nice. Well, I'm just not sure if Zach's ready for me to be planning his birthday, but he's probably also not ready for me to carry his child. But a girl can dream, right? Hilarious Janet. Funny Janet on the scene.
So Jesse's like, are you guys best friends now? Yeah, we're best friends. Oh, gaga, I'm so mad at this. So then Jack is like, I can feel Kristen's death stare. Like the eye of Siren is on the side. So it's Sauron, not Siren. And just like staring directly at me into my soul. Like, oh, you shall not pass to San Diego.
So Kristen and Nia are watching this. What is happening? Well, he won't look at me. I mean, look, he won't even make eye contact because he knows. It's just such a different tune on the phone than he was singing on the phone 24 hours ago. It's not really, though. I mean, he's telling her, stop pretending we're best friends. We're supposed to be taking baby steps. What is he supposed to do? He's trying to be polite, Kristen. Okay.
No, seriously. 24 hours ago, he was singing a totally different tune. I believe it went something like this. Because, baby, you're a firework. I was like, stop it. Stop singing Katy Perry to me.
24 hours ago, he was telling me how fucking crazy she is that she could ever think that they're friends. Wow, this is really bonkers. You know what, Zach? I actually really like you. I'm so glad we're best friends now. I cannot. Yes. Hey, Zach, we're talking about you. Okay, I'm going to go back. And, you know, my 5 minutes away from the baby is over, so I'm going to go back over there.
Don't say one thing, Zach, and then do another. I'm not. Your conversation with me yesterday was polar opposite of this. You're making choices on your own. You are. I told you there's consequences for all your choices and repercussions for your actions. And so Jan's like, it's entertaining though, right? She's, no, say what you mean what you say. That's all.
Oh, God. So now they get to San Diego and they go to their rental. And, you know, they're getting out of the car. It's typical, like, parents getting out of the car. Okay, I'm going to go with the baby. And then, Daniel, can you get everything? He's like, God damn it. So Jesse's like, uh-oh, housewives room fight. So he runs in to find, Zach and Jesse run in to find their rooms. That's not really fair when people are carrying babies.
It's not fair at all. And I feel like Jesse's getting a real pass with the villain edit this season because he's really not getting a villain edit. He's just sort of getting an average edit. But like, Jesse is a villain, people. Do not forget this. And so he goes in and he takes the biggest room in the house, even though this is Michelle's trip that she planned. So Michelle's like, hold on, Jesse. No, you cannot take that room. You can't take this room by yourself. And he's like, it's not myself. Lacey's coming. It's like, and so then Lala comes and she goes, are you kidding me? Are you okay? Like, okay, this is no, you cannot take this room. No.
We're taking this room. I love a bathtub. Yeah. So it's our room. He's like, no, you're not. Yes, it is. I'm taking it. He's like, well, good luck with that. And she's like, we're taking this room, Jesse. Okay. I need a bedroom that I'm accustomed to, which is like, and he's like, well, I need a bedroom that I'm accustomed to. They're fighting. Meanwhile, this house is kind of a dump. Can we just be honest? It's large. Yeah, it's not a cute house. They're fighting over a bathroom that was like last touched in the 80s. She's like, I need something that I'm accustomed to.
Yeah. And they're just like, they're all arguing. And basically, Jesse will like not refuse to leave this room. But Lala's just like, no, you've got to go. You can't go. Like, I'm moving in. I can't wait. It'll be so fun. He's like, it will be fun. And I'm not leaving this room. So you guys can go wherever you want. And it's like, well, Michelle and Ike, well, I can't be here without you guys. So you're just going to have to deal with it. And basically, Lala's like, yeah, Michelle doesn't have the stamina to deal with this bullshit, but I do. And he's not going to win.
So there's one house with Kristen, Luke, Danny, and Nia. That's the baby house. Jasmine and Melissa have their own little suite, like honeymoon suite in the back. And the main house is going to be everybody else. So Jason's like, wow, this place is bigger on the inside than on the outside. It's like huge in here. So now we see Nia and Danny talking behind a closed door. And she's like, please come all the way in and close the door. He's like, hey, could you put Adelaide down for me? He's like, what do you mean put Adelaide down? She's tired. She's ready to sleep. So could you put her down? He's like, God, what do I have to do?
Yeah, shocked at this idea.
He's like visibly pissed that he has to put down his child.
That's his child. His. So then in the other house, Jesse is now like given up. So now he's like, he's pretending like he doesn't realize there's other rooms. He's like, oh, wait, there's another room. Okay, I can go in there. So he moves out of that room that he's being a dick about. And then they start like talking about tequila and like getting drinks ready and let's do some shots and everything. And then we go back down to Nia. And Nia is like eating a sandwich in her house. And Danny comes out with Adelaide and he's like, Nia, oh my gosh. She's like, what? I need a schwaddle. I'm like, you need a muzzle is what you need around your face.
No kidding. You need a switch on the back of your butt is what you need. And she's like, well, where's our suitcase? And I keep getting her down, but I need a schwaddle. And every time I get her down, her eyes are waking up because I don't have a schwaddle.
Do you not know how to open up your briefcase or your suitcase?
Are your hands broken? Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Go get it. And it's annoying because she said when they were getting on the train, can you hold the baby while I eat something really quick? And then he refused to do it so he could go. So did she not get to eat something? Because now she's trying to shove down a sandwich.
Yeah. I think she was like, I don't remember if she was eating on the train or not, but she definitely had her hands full on that train. And by the way, every time we see Nia, there's a baby attached to her boob because this is what she's doing all the time. She is like full time feeding this human. And then like for 1 second, she wants to feed herself and like have like a little sandwich. And Danny's like, oh gosh, where's the schwaddle? I can't even get her to go to sleep. Where's the schwaddle? It's like, open your stupid bag and find it or ask nicely and be like, hey, sorry to interrupt. Do you know where the swaddle is? Because the baby keeps on waking up.
And just the whole situation, because she's sitting with a sandwich and then she puts her AirPods in to just try and have 5 minutes. You know, like you have no time. She's like, okay, I'm going to take this 5 minutes and really just like try and have a moment to myself. Put some AirPods in, eat a sandwich. Like, God damn it, where's swaddle? This guy's a piece of shit. So he tells us, I'm wondering why Nia's put me in the situation when we have a babysitter. So, you know, that's where the frustration is. You know, what's the point of bringing a babysitter here if we're not going to let the babysitter sit the baby?
No, that's not the point of frustration. The point of frustration is that everyone else is up in the main house doing shots and you're down here and you're not doing shots and you're jealous and you want to be part of it and you want to get drunk. And that's exactly where his annoyance is coming in right now. I guarantee it. And in fact, we know it because later on he sort of says something to that effect.
So she comes in with the swaddle and he's like, oh God, you're eating a sandwich? She's like, well, I'm sorry that you're mad at me for eating food, not checking in when I've tried to put her down 3 times and her eyes keep popping up when I put her down. Okay, well, thank you for that. Wow, thank you. He's like, you're welcome. Oh, God, this guy is such an asshole. Danny, oh, what are you doing? You were such an idiot. You had the audience, like, supporting you last year and all this shit against Janet. And what do? You just come shit it all away. What a dummy.
Yeah, no, he's a brat. He's a little brat. I mean, he's honestly, the way he is acting is not unlike the way Jax acted to Britney. Sorry. I'm not saying it's the same degree, but I should say the way he talks to Nia is the way that Jax would talk to Britney. And it was unacceptable then. And to me, it's unacceptable now. So Michelle, is upstairs, is like, you know what? I am like deathly afraid of birds. Like since I was a little girl, what are you afraid of, Dom? It's like, oh, I'm afraid of mayonnaise. Because by the way, they're at like a petting zoo that's on this property, like looking at an alpaca or something or a llama. And she goes, shut up, mayonnaise. I have a phobia of it. It just seems like something that would come out of a pimple or something that, and people put on their sandwich and spread it around. It's gross. And then they just do a hard cut to Kristen squirting mayo all over her sandwich.
Like a ton of it. She's like, I just want to lay down. Well, 9:30 is the best case scenario. So like if you're fine staying with her, she'll be happier in bed before then. So they're just telling the nanny how to take care of the kid and stuff. And so Kristen's like, I don't want to go because I'm like bleeding out everywhere. After you have a baby and you have your first period, it's possible that you like gush, and I'm gushing. Okay, so it's called mommy diapers and not feeling like the hottest version of myself right now. So
I feel bad for Kristen. She really is going through it. I feel bad that she has to like go through this and know that she's like on camera and has to like sort of be on, you know? I mean, part of it is that she is sharing her journey and her experience. And I think it's actually pretty helpful for someone like me who doesn't know a lot about these things. But I also feel bad because I'm sure she probably just wants to like just sort of be inside and recuperate and heal and like come back up to speed before she goes back on camera. And said she's like, I'm in a baby diaper right now. I'm bleeding. I'm miserable. I'm unhappy. And I've got a camera in my face. Caca.
Yeah. She's like, God, stupid, ginormous, bloated elephant with terrible cramps. Blah.
So
now Brittany's taking like a video to send to her, and she's like, hey, sis, I just wanted you to know when you were leaving. Nia says you need to be a little bit more time, so we'll just meet you there. Love you. Take time. Feel better. So they all leave.
Why is Brittany leaving? By the way, that video, Brittany's like little video to Kristen, it was like a cameo. Like she clearly went into cameo mode. She was like, hey, Kristen. Love to see you. I'm a big fan. I love that. Happy birthday. I hope you're having a great time. I'm so glad you watched the show. We will be going to the amusement park. We will see you there. And thanks again for watching. I'm like, you just text your friend saying, catch you at the amusement park.
So they leave and Nia and Danny wait for Kristen and Luke. And so Nia's like, well, Cora's out front. All right, Nia. Well, we can't put her in until Kristen's ready to walk out the door. I mean, I can't do that to her. He's like, oh, God, we'll just go and set up in there. No, because she'll start crying. Like, it has to be the last second, Danny.
Yeah, so, like, because they know that, like, Kristen is still so, like, emotional. She basically is trying to be a good friend to Kristen. And Danny, all he wants to do is get in that car, join up with everyone else, and start drinking. And so Nia's like,
I feel like there are certain times where Daniel and I just aren't really attuned as much as I'd like us to be. And yeah, I just don't know. I feel off with it.
So they finally get to the car, and Nia's like, do you know how to rodeo a cow? And he's like, oh my gosh, it's called lasso, dude. I mean, come on, Nia, please help with the car seat. It's like, bro, she's just trying to bring some like levity to this tense situation.
I hate him. So now they go to Belmont Park. And Tom's like, wow, for me, Belmont Park is the quintessential park you imagine or remember going to as a child. So I'm so excited to share this with everyone because I don't think everyone else has been here. Belmont Park. So Jesse's like, oh my God, look how ratchet that ride is. Tom's like, my childhood memories. Jesse's like, what is this place put together with fucking tape? I'm not going on these rides.
Yeah. So they are, but they decide that they're going to go on this roller coaster, and Jesse's like, no, I'm going to stay back and be the lone survivor. I'm not terrified over roller coasters. I am terrified of heights. Never been able to overcome it. I don't know what it is. And I don't care if you call me a little bitch, because I am a little bitch. Even though my hair may look like a roller coaster, I will not go on one.
Oh, poor little guy. So they want to do it again. They have the best time on the roller thing. So Kristen and Nia get to the park, and Danny's like, Nia, get the diaper bag. Obviously, Daniel. I hate him. Just run. Can we just have a ride where we pound Danny in the head over and over again? Just give everybody wiffle bats or something and let them just start hitting him in the head, because he is terrible.
Yeah, he is. He really is awful. And I guarantee this is the true Danny. You know, on the reunion, he was like, yeah, it was just a rough day. I was really going through it, and it's not my best, and we all mess up sometimes, and I wasn't there for my wife, and I do apologize, but, you know, what can I say? I'm human, and I'm a work in progress, and I'm doing the best I can, and sometimes you just have an off day. He'll say that verbatim at the reunion, but I'm going to say he is an actor, and I think he's been very presentational to all of us, and I think this is more of who he really is. I really do. So he's
been a little trickier. Nia's trying to, you know, be positive to, like, get him in a good mood. So she's like, oh, my God, Daniel, I'm so excited. We're going to go on every single ride. And he just ignores her. Did you even hear me? Of course I did. Well, would you do that ride? Hell no. Imagine what your boobs would be doing in that. Probably falling out. Haha, right? Wow, I'm so excited to get time away from our kids. Yeah. This is so fun. Oh, there's Zach. He's trying to say hi to us. Let's go to... I didn't see Zach because I'm focused on being with you on a roller coaster. Nothing else. And I feel like maybe you're being a little critical of me. No, I just feel like you're being performative, Nia. Okay?
Literally, this is how my natural demeanor is without children, because I'm always with kids.
Well, we're not doing that. What you want to do? What would you like to do?
She's like, I want to go on a roller coaster.
Well, where's the roller coaster, bro? Just like look up like you normally have to do. So Nia's like, she's like, that's right there. And he's like, okay, but where's the entrance though? I'm with you. I don't know.
Honey, I don't know where I'm going. I was just looking for a ride.
I know, but you were like running, trying to be like a fine thing. So I'm just following you. I've never been here before. So don't put it on me. I'm like, he is being such a fucking...
He's literally the worst. Twitch. And so it's really awkward. And then she starts doing this thing where she's like trying to appease him, like being even nicer. And it's making me fucking crazy. She's like, oh, my love, yeah. I just want to reiterate that, you know, my demeanor when I don't have children, which you never see in me in that space. But this is just my natural demeanor. I'm not being fake or performative. I'm like, oh, God.
But then
Just fucking walk away from him. Don't try to appease this little loser. It's just making me nuts.
And then they like turn a corner, and she's like,
oh, wow. Should we see if the others want to join us? It looks like they're just eating.
And he goes, they're not eating. They're drinking. And he says it in a way like, see, they're having fun. They're doing this is what I've been waiting to do. Like, look what we've been missing out on. They're not just sitting there eating hot dogs. They're drinking. And we've just been wandering around not drinking. Thanks a lot. I think that's what I took from the tone of his voice and from the fact that he made that strange delineation between what they were doing. I was like, you are mad that you were not drinking. Now, he will do this whole thing of like, I have a high stress job. I'm doing so much and I've been really good about drinking. Yeah. Well, this is what he says every year. I've been really good about not drinking. And so this is a vacation. It was a time for me to release. And I really wanted to. And instead we're sticking around the thing. Da, da, da. And I get that. I know the frustration of like, you just want to get to the fun time on a group trip or something. And you're stuck because someone's taking a long time or someone had to like their car broke down. And you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs. You just want to be with the group. But like, ultimately he just wants to get shit faced. And he's been trying. I feel like he's been trying to put on this whole persona. Like, well, I'm like fine. I'm fine. I'm like, I've always felt like he was a bad drunk. And it's always like an excuse. Like, I'm not a bad drunk. I'm just, you know, I'd like to release once in a while. And I'm like, I don't know. I just think I think this guy's fake. And I think he's up to no good.
This guy sucks. For sure. So she's like, yeah, Danny, you know, I mean, I'm just happy to be with you and I have kids on me. Don't you remember me before children? You know, I'm not being extra. I'm just being the OG me. And he goes, well, certainly can't wait to see OG you tonight. She's like, oh, geez, stop. So, of course, he's like going to be an asshole and then be like, I get to fuck you tonight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, no, the baby's sleeping in our room. And he goes, no, she ain't. And Lala's like, so no sexy times? He goes, oh, yes, there's going to be. Yeah, you're being real fucking charming, Danny. God.
Well, because in his mind, he thinks he deserves it.
Doll. Jesus. For what? He hasn't done one thing without bitching about it all day long. Ugh.
Well, that's his thing, is that, like, I had to do this, I had to do this. And instead of, like, having fun with the friends and getting drunk, I missed out on all of it. So, yeah, what you owe me is that you owe me sex because I missed out on my fun times, which is, like, so demented that he would think that. Like, why would you think you would ever deserve sex after you've been so rude and so nasty and so passive aggressive to your wife who's been taking care of your child this entire time?
Sex is not a right, it's a privilege, sir.
That's right.
And you were not earning it. So now Lacey arrives. Yay, it's about to get real fun. Nia, Chris, and Danny go on the roller coaster and everyone plays games and checks out the beach and stuff.
When Lacey arrives, this is when I notice something about Zach. Zach goes to hug Lacey and I realize, oh, Zach hugs like a toddler because he goes over and he sticks like one hand like up and then one hand down and just like walks to you with his hands stretched out. He's like, ooh. And I'm like, that's how toddlers come in for a hug. Yes.
He's like, ah.
He's like ready to hug a leg.
So Lala, Tom, Michelle, and Britt are all hanging out talking. And Michelle's like, this is my first time. I'm on my own again since working with Jesse. We were a team for almost 10 years, but a lot of people would not work with us because they did not like him, but they liked me. And now I do not have that problem. And I'm selling real estate without Jesse driving me down. So she's talking about how her business is going really well and she's doing well. And so they ask Tom how he's doing, and he's just so happy because I'm hanging out with someone I really enjoy spending time with again. And yesterday we were hanging out and she was like, are you going to still be hooking up with other people? And I was like, I'm not planning on it. Because she asked you that? Because, oh, well, maybe I said it. Okay, it's a revision. It was me.
Just put him on the Ferris wheel, press play, and then just throw away the key. Just can we just keep them up there going around in circles while we do the rest of the show? I'm just so deeply uninterested in his storylines.
Yeah, I mean, really all of them right now. I'm like, what is this? It's just like watching people be depressed with babies. Like, around what, are they doing on this show?
In an amusement park, which is what's so funny about it. I don't know. Weirdly, I'm enjoying it. I don't know. It's not as riveting as the past seasons, but I'm oddly enjoying this season. But I know everyone else can't stand it. Yeah, it is depressing. So it is a depressing dark season, like, for sure.
Oh, God. So then Michelle's like, well, what did you say? What did you say? He's like, you look so fine right now. That's not what you're saying. No, I was like, listen, I love hanging out with you. And then I was like, are you still planning on dating or like hooking up with other people or I don't know. And then we were both like coyly, like, I won't if you won't. And then I was like, what does that mean? Are we dating? Like, oh my God, I'm like smoother in person, guys. But like, it probably seems like abrupt, but like, it's actually been like a year and a half since I dated anyone.
A lot of people say the same thing to me about Brandon, but I've known him for like almost 20 years, so that's not like my giggly way of saying shut the fuck up. I'm not making mistakes. He's my boyfriend.
So Lala's like, why is nobody single with me except Michelle? It's like ridiculous. And so Lala's like, yeah, it's like you're very open to getting married. Like you want to have kids and you don't want to be in old dads. And so like the best two relationships have been like with girls in their mid to late 20s. So are you thinking about that once?
And Janet's like, yeah, has she given any indicators if she feels like she wants to be a mom or like Zach's best friend? And he's like, well, she was my friend before we started dating. And she's like, yeah, I want to have kids by the time I'm 30. I believe in love. I really do. I'm a romantic. But I'm like, every relationship I've been in so far started similar and like didn't work out. And I've been surrounded by so much divorce. I'm just like, is every relationship just going to be like 3 or 4 years and then 5 years and then just be done? And Lala goes, probably, yeah.
Do not say that, Lala. I mean, I think that do sometimes.
But Michelle, I was going to ask you, aren't you scared? It happened to you. I mean, you got to the point you were finally ready and you opened yourself up to that coke dealer and then
the cocaine boom. Man. I mean, see a flashback to Aaron.
Like, yeah.
Oh. So Tom's like, I'm just scared. I'm a little boy who's scared to get to that point and have it like not work out again. But I know you can't live your life in fear, even though that's the only way I have lived my life. Oh my God.
The only thing I'm afraid of is women I'm dating aging.
You're okay, Schwartz. Everyone loves you. And you know what? We just want to see you happy. Oh yeah. Janet, what do you think?
Yeah, same thing. We just want to see you happy and doing all the things you want in life because you deserve the world. You deserve the world because you've done absolutely nothing to deserve anything. And you just coast on pretty privilege. So here, have something else on a silver platter.
Yeah, and don't be scared. You ain't going to end up like me, okay? If that's what you're worried about. Because I'm a bad bitch and I'm taking care of my house and my son and everything by myself. I'm good, okay?
Anyone want some leftover buffalo dip? I brought some.
So then we go to like actually a pretty serious sort of coda for the episode. Michelle and Lala go out on the beach. It's pretty serious. It's actually almost a remarkably moving scene where they talk about losing their, like what it's like to lose a parent, because Michelle lost her mom 6 months prior and Lala lost her father 7 years earlier. And so basically the episode ends with Michelle sharing memories of her mother and what it's like to be in this fresh stage of grief. And the show really treats it very sensitively and very beautifully and very kindly. And they really spend a lot of time kind of being pensive. Like they show like a lot of images and videos of Michelle's mom in a way that we really have not seen before when cast members have gone through something like this. And I basically was like crying. I was literally crying. I was like so moved by it and I was so sad. And I thought it was actually a really touching, beautiful scene, but for both women and on that sunset on the beach, it was like, there was nothing funny to say about it. It just like, I was literally moved to tears.
Yeah, it was sad. And then we get a preview for next week and it's Danny being an asshole. So we have that to look forward to.
Back to it.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. We will be back a little bit later with some Southern Hospital. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K-Rob.
My favorite Murdo,
Karen McMurdo.
Let's Get Savage with Laura Wildman.
In the Study with a Candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're Ride or Die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a Whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger That, it's Marlis Rogers.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
She Eases Our Woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the Lady of the House, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a Chance of Meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's Our Princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We Cannot Tell a Lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Please Don't Stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a Pose, it's Tori Rose.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.